I got home from Panama a week ago. I took my last dose of Mallarone, a malaria preventative, on Thursday, and I'm still needing a nap every day. I've always been tired after trips, but as I get older, it takes longer to rebound. And I'm in the middle of a book project with tight deadlines, so I haven't had time to carefully go through the thousands of photos I took and haven't done anything at all with the many hours of sound recordings I made. I'll be taking 4 more trips within the next 3 months, but then life should settle down and I can start collecting my thoughts, photos, and sound files for what is one of the busiest years I've ever had. We stayed at 3 birding eco-lodges during our 10 days in Panama, all operated by a small company called the Canopy Family. Their stated mission is, quote, to share the nature, history, and culture of the Republic of Panama with passion and enthusiasm, focused on customer satisfaction and guided by the principles of conservation and social responsibility. The Canopy family seemed to genuinely live up to that. Because of their commitment to conservation and sustainability, none of the Canopy family facilities offer air conditioning. But even in July, we were wonderfully comfortable without it. Fans were provided in all their rooms, as were towel warmers in the Canopy Lodge and Canopy Tower. Evenings cooled down to the low 70s, and only on 2 days did highs reach the 90s. Right before I left, temperatures in Anchorage were exceeding 90, hotter than Panama City. Being a true Minnesotan, I personally don't usually feel comfortable when temps reach the 80s, but somehow it's much easier for me to deal with highs in the 90s in the presence of toucans and cotingas than spruce grouse and gray jays. That said, the humidity was ridiculously high everywhere. Great for my skin, but making my checked bags over 5 pounds heavier coming home than when I left. We spent our first 3 nights at the Canopy Lodge in the Cerro Gaital Mountains at El Valle de Antón in Coclé Province. Our spacious room was on the first floor. In those first 3 days, we listed 138 species of birds. Next, we moved on to Canopy Tower, a decommissioned U.S. radar station just 35 miles north of Panama City in the rainforest atop Semaphore Hill within Soberanía National Park. The lodging rooms in this wonderful jewel are high, with the dining hall and lounge a floor higher at canopy height. At the very top, where we enjoyed our morning coffee, is a beautiful observation deck. Because the tower was originally part of a military installation, it was built without any soundproofing between rooms or floors and no elevators. We had to climb steep staircases to get to our rooms and another to the dining hall and a hatch-type ladder to ascend to the observation deck. Working at my desk treadmill for 1.5 years has kept me in excellent shape. I didn't feel the climb at all in my leg muscles nor my heart and lungs, but it felt very vigorous for some of the people in our group. I didn't mind being up at canopy level. The visual splendor was beyond compare. From right outside our windows was a cecropia tree in which a female sloth spent her days, and a howler monkey occasionally visited to munch on fruits. My photos of them with my 300mm lens were frame-filling. From our room, the dining hall windows, the observation deck, and the entrance down below, we had wonderful close-up views of a rainbow of birds. We stayed at Canopy Tower just 2 nights, birding there and in nearby hotspots. As we drove away, our trip list stood at 211 birds. Both the Canopy Lodge and Canopy Tower are close to parts of the Panama Canal. During those first 5 days, we took 1 boat trip in the Chagres River, a fairly natural part of what is now the canal. I'm not sure, but we may have been in the part of the river where Ulysses S. Grant traveled in July 1852. Of course, our conditions were way, way nicer than his, with nary a sign of cholera to be seen. Tomorrow I'll talk about our last four nights, which we spent in far eastern Panama, extremely close to Colombia. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.